Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Let us begin with the Aries rising sign as a principle. There's the typical blank chart of Aries in the screen. So what are the 2nd, 6th and the 10th houses? 2nd house Lord is Venus as it's shown there. The 6th house Lord in case of Aries rising is Mercury. And the 10th house Lord here being Saturn. I have marked all three here. What does this tell us? Well, first of all, it tells us that for Aries rising, all people who are Aries rising, your value system, what you bring to the career, the way you work and use your intellect in your daily routine, and the way you show up in the main career path is determined by these three planets. The 2nd house, which is of Venus, the 6th house belongs to Mercury, 10th house belongs to Saturn. So for an Aries rising individual, you should always look at where your Venus is placed, how it is placed, what are the aspects. Mercury, where it is placed, what do you bring to the daily routine, what's your style of doing work in your daily routines, and also Saturn in terms of what you might actually do in terms of your career. Now, if you want to go one step ahead and tie it with the Amartya Karaka, which I've already covered in case studies, if one of these planets, here's a hint, if one of these planets ends up becoming your Amartya Karaka, it becomes much stronger, isn't it? This is the way you narrow down on your career path. If one of these planets does become your Atma Karaka or Amartya Karaka, both, but Amartya Karaka more, since we are talking only of careers in this particular one. So let's study this part of Aries now. Now on your screen, you see the Aries rising sign characteristics. Let's do this in two slides and see where it takes us. And we shall cover all 12 signs like this. Okay. Aries is very fiery, bold and pioneering because it's driven by Mars, the first sign. It thrives on initiative, competition and the urge to take charge. This is the ascendant. The ascendant itself governs everything, isn't it? Such individuals often bring strong drive, quick decision making and a willingness to confront challenges directly. They can be restless, impatient, but are also courageous, energetic and naturally inclined toward leadership. That's Aries as an ascendant. Now let's see the career lords. The 2nd lord in case of Aries, like we saw, is Venus, which is in Taurus. Taurus, typically, like we saw in all of the previous podcasts, governs wealth, accumulation of resources, value system, because Venus has to do with values, 2nd house has to do with values, speech and self-worth. That's the 2nd house. Venus also adds grace, refinement, and a sense of aesthetics to career pursuits. So Aries rising will look for these aspects when pursuing career. Aries rising. makes them career conscious about financial security and recognition, because Venus also stands for wealth. Strengthens their ability to use speech and presentation effectively in professional settings, because they take value into consideration. Okay. Emotionally, there is a desire for validation and careers to align with their sense of value. So for an Aries rising, value in a job becomes very crucial. Otherwise, they will have no more to engage with it. Sixth Lord, Mercury, which is in Virgo sign for Aries rising, governs daily work, service, routines, competition and problem solving. So Mercury being intellect, they need to bring adaptability, quick intelligence and analytical ability, the reasoning part of it. Okay. Helps them excel in environments require multitasking, logic or technical skills. Mercury is predominantly helpful when it's combined with Mars, Saturn, Rahu or Ketu, because it has to do with technical skills. Remember, everything which is we call malefic as Saturn, Rahu, Ketu, Mars, they are very good in technical skills. Mentally, they adopt problem-solving approach with agility, learning and communication. Emotionally, they prefer to deal with professional challenges by means of using it rationally and objectively, because they analyze it with their mind. Lord is Mercury. So see where the sixth Lord is placed for Aries rising. 10th house Lord in Aries rising is Saturn, Capricorn. Governs status, recognition, authority and professional structure. Provides discipline, responsibility, patience and endurance in career matters. Slows down the Aries impulsive energy. Crucial, isn't it? Aries is very impulsive. Want to act now. Let's see everything else later. But Saturn here is indicating that you have to go slow and steady through life. Grow gradually through life. Guiding it towards structured long-term achievements. Saturn is everything long-term. Creates steady but lasting progress towards authority and reputation. Emotionally, it adds resilience and the ability to withstand obstacles and delays. So what is the collective play of this Lords? Venus, Mercury and Saturn together create a blend of value consciousness. Okay, intellect, Mercury, value consciousness, Venus ruling the second house, and disciplined effort, Saturn in the 10th house. We have combined all the three now. This shows that an Aries rising individual will have attitude of bold initiators, capable of blending impulse with planning and responsibility. Remember, they are using Mercury in the 6th. Characteristics, they can be assertive, ambitious, because they are driven in the head, Aries rising, by assertion and ambition. Financially aware, Venus in the 2nd house, articulate, Mercury in the 6th house, and persistent in professional matters, Saturn in the 10th house. If we take in considerations of Lords of Houses, it will give a completely different picture to you. That's what I want to bring to you here. The mental style of Aries rising, therefore, in careers is fast and analytical in generating ideas, of course, yet patient in implementation. Saturn is governing the 10th house. Emotional tone, restless at times but balanced by Venus diplomacy and Saturn's endurance. This is the generics. You want to keep this in mind. Of course, if you take Venus, Saturn and Mars sitting in the first house in Aries, things become different, obviously. But we are taking the generic principles of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lords by rising sign. The outlook of Aries individuals in career of this 2, 6, 10, therefore, they seek careers where both energy and structure are required, simply because the Lords of their 2, 6 and 10 are this way. They excel in areas involving finance, management, law, consulting, technical problem solving, big one for Aries, communication driven network or creative industries. They tie to values and aesthetics. Their approach for Aries rising in professional life, therefore, shows a signature of courage to start new ventures, intelligence to manage competition, and discipline to sustain growth. This is what Aries rising people should have generics in their mind when selecting a career path. Okay. In the next one, we shall deal with Taurus. In the meantime, if you find something with, if you are in Aries rising and if you find something relevant, do leave it in the comment box. Love to hear from you. Take care, be safe.